Another question. How does competition fit in the picture?
From our perspective in this vast universe in which we are all creating, there truly is not competition, for there is enough abundance on all subjects to satisfy all of us. You put yourselves in a position of competition saying there is only one prize. And that can bring forth a little discomfort, for you are wanting to win, you are not wanting to lose, and often the attention is upon losing rather than upon wanting to win. When you are in that position of competition, we will tell you that the one who wins is always the one who is clearest about his wanting and most expectant of it. It is law. If there is value in competition, it is this. It stimulates the wanting.
Is there any way that a person could strengthen their will so they could get more of what they're wanting and less of what they don't want?
Utilizing the process of segment intending certainly will accomplish that. It is not so much a strengthening of will. In other words, there is not resistance involved as in willpower. Mm-hmm. There is simply giving thought to what is wanted consistently throughout the day so that you do not find yourself swept up by confusion or old habits.
It seems to me that most people, by the time they've reached in our society the age of 25 to 35, they've gone as far as they're going to go as far as development and growth. They kind of have the home they're going to have and the lifestyle they're going to have and the job they're going to have and the beliefs they're going to have and the experiences, most of them, they're going to have. Do you have any idea what the cause is of that?
It is not so much that they have had all of the experiences that they are going to have. It is that they are no longer attracting new experiences. And in the new experience, there is excitement. In the new, there is more wanting. And so they are, many of them, no longer deliberately setting forth their wanting. Mm-hmm. They are more or less resigned to what is. Giving attention to what is only attracts more of what is, mm-hmm. while giving attention to what is wanted attracts that, you see. And so there is a sort of complacency that comes about simply because the laws are not understood, because it is not known that you can have or be or do whatever you are wanting. And so the wanting becomes less and less important because you are not understanding the value of it. Most beings stop wanting because they have wanted and not received. But they have not received not because they have not wanted. They have not received because they have given their attention to the lack of what they wanted rather than to what they wanted, you see.
Sure.
And so an understanding of the rules of the game makes the game more fun.
Let's say a person has reached a particular point in life and then they find themselves in what I would call a downward or negative spiral. How could they use segment intending to start that spiral back up again?
Simply by saying, in this segment of life experience, I'm going to think about what I want. For attention to what is wanted will begin the attraction of it.